On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
Well, hello there. Happy sunny Wednesday. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday at noon. Thanks for tuning in with us live today. But you can always catch us on our podcast. That's at ksro.com. And there we have our past shows that Michelle so nicely summarizes and puts up for us.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
We got a weird buzz going on in my headphones.
Oh, sorry.
That's all right. It sounds like bees are kind of...
Right, really?
Now. Only when I talk.
I think it's this... It's a really strange thing. It's your microphone, so it's not... Doesn't sound like it with mine.
Mm-hmm.
And
someone's playing tricks on me.
And it doesn't sound like that over the air. So it's just in your head, George.
It's just in my head, literally. It's being forced and piped into my head and my headphones. Well, that's okay. I can ignore it. Folks, yes. We've got a great guest today. It's Todd Walling with Keller Williams Real Estate in Santa Rosa. He's going to talk with us about a few things that are interesting. The dynamics of leaving Sonoma County and going elsewhere. We're going to talk about what causes people to think about that and some of the resources available to do that. But also, where do they go? And Todd has a theory. A lot of them are headed to sunny Arizona. I'm not sure what their motto. Are they the Sunshine State? What do we call them? It's hot there.
Valley of the Sun.
Valley of the Sun. It's hot. I know they can't drive. I went to college in San Diego, plus a couple of years I was down there. So everyone that headed the Arizona place called them Zonies because they didn't drive very well.
Interesting.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, they're not part of a racial group or an ethnic group or a religious or socioeconomic group. They're just part of a geographic group.
Part of Arizona area.
So I'm not considered discriminatory when I call them zonies, right? I'm okay. Not offending anybody.
I'm glad you're talking that out here on the air. Just working that out. Justifying.
Yeah,
your...
it's okay.
I do believe most people from Arizona are from California, so.
As your stats will say.
Oh,
in fact, Todd Walling has joined us here. Hey, Todd, thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me, George.
So, Todd, tell the listeners a little about yourself before we jump into the conversation about Arizona.
Well, I'm a broker associate over at Keller Williams, Fountain Grove office. I've been doing selling real estate since 2012. Previous to that, a certified real estate appraiser, which I still maintain my appraisal business. Been doing that since 2002.
Mm-hmm.
And
so you have a good broad knowledge of real estate market and the habits and practices that go along with it.
I feel like it. I feel like I've been through several markets already in kind of a short amount of time, actually.
Yeah, you've rode the wave.
Yeah.
Waves, so to speak. Yep. We're in one right now, actually.
Yeah.
Very interesting. We're in a sort of strange marketplace that no one really expected, where interest rates are falling. That's because of a lot of the geopolitical turmoil and, of course, the turmoil between us and China and trade wars. And then now this Brexit conversation has come back full circle after 2 years of nothingness. So these things are really affecting interest rates, which is affecting buyer habits, don't you see?
Yes, absolutely.
I talk interest rates all the time because it seems to be the number one indicator that buyers are always looking at. What's the interest rate? I talked to a gentleman today. He said, what's the interest rate? And I said, well, I don't know enough about your situation. Folks, you got to remember when we talk interest rates that there's 30 different things that affect your interest rate. How much you're putting down, how much you're borrowing, what's your FICO score, you know, all kinds of things, type of property you're going to buy, whether you're going to live in it or rent it out. So, you know, when you're talking interest rates, there's things that affect the interest rates in an average sort of market perspective, but then there's a unique interest rate to each and every scenario. So Todd, when you're talking to buyers, how often do they come to you and say, hey, look, I think I can qualify for this, and then they go talk to a lender and they qualify for something else?
That happens regularly, especially with the tighter lending guidelines.
Right. And so people kind of, they get an eye opener. They say, hey, I might not be able to afford what I want to buy.
Absolutely. Especially for self-employed people.
So when that conversation happens, do you ever hear them say, I think I need to move out of the area?
I hear it all the time. Regularly. I hear it. I also hear it from people that have established homes here.
Yeah. So affordability becomes a pretty major, driving cause of people to leave the area.
I believe so. And taxes.
Taxes.
Just
how well, much there's lots of taxes, right? Let's break it down. So you've got state tax, which I think California is the first or second highest in the country again, is state income tax.
Yeah.
You've got sales tax. You know, somewhere between 8% and 9%, depending on what county or city you're in.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got property tax, which it starts reassessed at the purchase price at 1% plus any local state bonds or any local bonds and special assessments. So that's about 1.25%. So all this money is heavily taxed in California.
Yes.
So people go, well, I want to move out of state.
I hear that regularly. I have six clients that have left in the last 12 months, and they... Ironically enough, they all went to Arizona.
That's interesting.
It is.
So they go to Arizona, What's the drive there? Why are they going to Arizona?
Affordability hasn't been one particular demographic. It's been retired people, and it's also been younger people. It's also been people looking for better employment opportunities, affordability to buy a house on single income, and also people that are retired that are on a fixed income. They don't want to pay, you know, depending on where you're at in the tax bracket, it could be anywhere from 9.5% to 13.3%, which is quite a bit.
I thought they were going because these spring break parties at Lake Havasu.
Well, that's true. You can also watch a lot of Giants baseball games down there.
So. You really can. You can watch a lot of Giants baseball games down there. They probably play each other like 8 times a season.
Yeah.
And so the Arizona marketplace is booming. You told me some interesting stats. How many people are leaving California according to the Census Bureau and going to Arizona?
60,000 in 2017.
That's a lot of people. Yeah. So that's all of California.
That's all of California.
I know the Press Democrat did an article a couple months ago about people leaving and going other places, and they determined that I recall it was Texas was the number one state destination for the exodus. Median home prices are real attractive in other states like Nevada and Arizona. Nevada, Texas. Did I say Nevada twice? I meant Oregon. Mm-hmm. So these are the areas around California that are getting this migratory shift.
Mm-hmm.
And what's the median home price in Arizona?
In
or Phoenix area?
In Phoenix metro, it's $266,000.
Okay.
And they're expecting to see a 2.7% appreciation through 2020.
$266,000. That's pretty close to the temperature there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Thank you for that laugh. No, I really appreciate that. I was trying to figure out how to fit that in.
It is hot there.
It's hot there, right? So 3 months out of the year, it's almost intolerable.
You're going to be waking up early in the morning. And in the afternoon, you're going to hope to be inside.
Yeah, AC. Yeah. People have AC bills there.
But it does seem like every place has air conditioning. Like, you don't go anywhere that doesn't have air conditioning.
Yeah.
Right?
They have big malls down there. There's a lot of indoor activities down there. Mm-hmm. But then in the wintertime, it's beautiful down there. And when it's raining here, you're outside there.
So. You mentioned no natural disasters down there.
It's one of the safest states in the country. I believe the state's only recorded 2 natural disasters in the last 50 years.
I bet the rattlesnake bite is pretty high, though.
I don't know if that's a natural disaster. I would imagine
that's a personal disaster.
That might be epidemic, though.
I'd be more concerned about the spiders. Yeah, a lot of those down there.
Okay, that's it. Not moving to Arizona.
No, Arizona. Well, you know, it's like we're pre-gaming on this show here before the show started about what we're going to talk about with Arizona, and it all sounds really good, but, you know, there's some things that just aren't.
Yeah.
And, you know, there's a reason why people love California, but the problem with California is it's so dang expensive. And let's face it, median home price in Sonoma County, where are we at right now? Roughly.
$575,000, I believe.
Yeah, it's got to be somewhere around there. It's got to be a little bit more than that now. And so that is double what it is in some of these other states.
Yeah.
But the median income is not twice as high here.
No, it's not. Median income's somewhere around $61,000.
And then you got, that's gross.
Yeah.
That's Arizona. And in Sonoma County, it's in the 80s.
Yeah.
And that's before taxes.
So it's 2 incomes, a median, to own a house here.
Right.
And it's 1 moderate income to have a moderate home in the Scottsdale
area. So California's sitting here going, hey, we can keep all these people. We call it the sun tax because it's beautiful climate, beautiful weather. We don't really have that many natural disasters. When you look at other states like Florida and what's happening in the Midwest with all the tornadoes.
Yeah.
People here think we have earthquakes all the time, right? That's really not an issue. Not one that isn't
you
ongoing.
You say that and then, you know.
Hey, I got earthquake insurance.
Okay, good.
I'm just letting you know I'm good. Well, I mean, we're all in trouble. Even if you have earthquake insurance and there's a big one, you're still in trouble because the deductibles are huge.
Yeah.
But what I'm talking about is the reasons to not live in California seem to be more economic based than anything, right?
Yeah.
And there's also the political conversation. There's a lot of people that a third of the state completely disagrees with 2/3 of the state. Like it's, you know, very polarized, you know, more than it used to be. People forget we actually used to have Republican governors here. Like, that's never going to happen again, in at least our lifetime.
Yeah, probably not.
And a large segment of 1%, top 1%ers have left California. They don't want to invest in property in California. There's all these concerns about rent control. Mm-hmm. You know, there's another one. There's an assembly bill that was, I think, voted on yesterday. I'm not sure what happened with it. I should look.
Senate Bill 50?
Is that the one that had the rent?
Yeah, it got defeated.
It got defeated,
but there'll be another one out.
There's always going to be because you have people that think Rent control is the answer to high cost of living, and there's definitely an economic case that says it's not. There's a political case that says it is, and I think they're two different cases. So people are looking at alternatives. You've picked Arizona, Phoenix metro market to give us some stats. Any other interesting stats that are notable to you?
I mean, there's all kinds. What's interesting about Phoenix itself is there's 300 tech companies now in Phoenix downtown.
I find that to be really interesting.
Yeah.
I wonder how many of them shifted from Silicon Valley.
A lot of them did. So what Phoenix did during the last downturn, Phoenix got throttled in the last downturn really bad. Arizona did.
Mm-hmm. Because they overbuilt.
They overbuilt, and they still continue to overbuild. That's what keeps prices kind of low, too, is their regulations are far looser than ours are.
Yeah. What's the quality of construction there, you think?
Is they're good. They have nice homes down there. I've been in a few of them, and they're really nice.
Yeah, interesting.
In fact, it's kind of a thing down there. Like, newer construction is kind of a big thing. Uh-huh. Houses from the 70s and the 80s. They kind of become like a car from the 70s and the 80s. They become less desirable as they get older, which is interesting.
So cost to build just must be cheaper there.
It is cheaper.
I wonder if that's because there's less regulation than what we
there's
have here
less
in California.
Regulation there, yeah. It's not uncommon. You know, you'll have a 3,000 to 4,000 square foot house. It's going to run you about $600,000 to $650,000, and it comes with a swimming pool and at least a quarter acre lot.
So I have a lot of people that call me and they say, "Hey, George, I'm thinking about leaving the area. I'm thinking about going to these other states." And I go, "Well, you know, I can help you in any 50 states here in the country. You know, I'm personally actually licensed in Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, and Florida. Florida's a funny story, but I am. And the reality of the migratory pattern of people leaving Sonoma County is they need to have a good plan. So I can help them with that plan. So if you want to find out how you can understand your options for financing anywhere in the country, you don't have to work with a lender that lives and works and operates in Arizona to move there. So if you want that plan, you can always reach me at 707-583-8100, 707-583-8100, or visit my website, georgeadair.com. Fill out a quick questionnaire. We'll work out some numbers and get you an idea on your budget and what's out there. And then Todd's got some connections out there in all these other states. He can help you find a realtor to work with. How do they reach you?
Reach me at 707-695-7263. And what I've done through Keller Williams is I've partnered up with a team down there. It's on the Klaus team. They're located out of Mesa. Mm-hmm. So they have a good referral partnership with them. Mm-hmm. So if you have any questions about Arizona, give me a call, and I can refer you to them.
You probably can help people with other states, too. We just got to connect them up.
Yeah,
so, absolutely. Folks, you don't have to leave. I know we're late for a commercial. You don't have to leave California without a plan first, right? Don't go, "Well, I'm going to go rent, and then I'll figure it out in a year or two." You're going to miss opportunities by doing that. Work with a local team, get yourself set up financially and with a good plan, and then you can make the move when the time is right. We're going to go to commercial break. I'm George Adair. We'll be right back.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5 KSRO.
This is George Adair with Cross Country Mortgage. If you're in the market to buy a home, this message is for you. My team and I are experts at providing hands-on assistance to getting your home financing done fast and with confidence. Folks, I've been helping people obtain the right financing for nearly two decades. This experience has helped hundreds of homeowners get through some challenging situations. Maybe you're a property investor, or how about a first-time home buyer? Divorces are very complicated, and you need my experience to understand what your mortgage options are. Inherited property or rent-to-own agreements are also my specialty. Financing a home is a huge transaction in your life. When combined with a challenging situation, you need the advice and confidence to do it right. If you're ready for a great lending experience, call 707-583-8100. That's 707-583-8100. Or visit georgeadair.com. That's georgeadair.com.
Cross Country Mortgage, NMLS ID 2039, and George Adair, NMLS ID 245370. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval.
Tune in every Monday at noon for legal expert Charlie Cochran on KSRO's Ask the Expert Show. Charlie is a legal specialist in civil litigation and partner of Kornblum, Cochran, Erickson, and Harbison Law Firm in Santa Rosa. Charlie specializes in personal injury, civil trial litigation, and is California's super lawyer. That's every Monday at noon. Legal expert Charlie Cochran on 1350 AM and 103.5 FM KSRO.
Together, we can turn a stairwell into an ER at a moment's notice. Together, we can turn a rescue ship for refugees into a maternity ward. Together, we can vaccinate 710,000 people in just 11 days. Together, we are Doctors Without Borders. Doctors Without Borders goes where others don't to provide life-saving medical care. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
On Air with George Adair on News Talk 1350 and the new FM 103.5, KSRO.
Hey, thanks for joining us. I'm George Adair. We do the show every Wednesday. If you miss the show or you miss part of it, you can always go find it at ksro.com. Go under the Ask the Expert series where you'll find my page there. George Adair, On Air with George Adair, is posted there with regular show updates. And you can always learn more about what I do in the lending world at georgeadair.com. That's George, A-D-A-I-R.com. And if you ever have your own loan situation that you need some guidance on, that's what I do. So you can call me at my office at 707-583-8100. I'll help you find the right loan program to fit your situation. That's where I think we're going to go right now, is I'm going to talk about some really unique situations that I'm coming across lately. I think people are finding that they need to get creative in both controlling costs and finding opportunities to win at buying a home. And it's something that I've realized is, I think, separates the internet service providers versus the local brick and mortar service providers. I've been doing this for almost 2 decades, and you'd be hard pressed finding someone who's done some of the wide breadth of deals that I've done in this market, helping them through some challenging situations. You know, when you go online and you go to like a LendingTree.com or you go to a Quicken Loans, Rocket Mortgage type platform, what they're trying to do is put you in a really narrow box. They're internet lenders, and they just don't have the creative sort of palette of opportunities that you may need, especially if you're looking at a purchasing a home that you've been renting for a long time, buying a home from family members where there's a gift of equity, buying a property that may have some issues you're not sure about, you don't understand the zoning because this isn't your business, and well, frankly, Quicken and the other internet lenders, they don't really know either, like whether or not that parcel requires a garage with offsite on-site parking or if you can have a carport. These are details that are important to know. I've got an expert in the studio with me. He's Todd Walling with Keller Williams Real Estate. Thanks again for joining us, Todd.
Thank you for having me, George.
So, Todd, people, you've been doing this almost, as long as I have. I think we've been doing this about the same time. We figured that out, and we've seen a few cycles. And today, it seems like people are getting more and more creative because of affordability, because of opportunity. A lot of more, there's folks that are getting inherited real estate from family members, or they have family members that have received inherited real estate that want to then sell it. Lots of unique opportunities for people in this marketplace. You're seeing that too, I imagine.
Yes, I am.
So when somebody's out there and they've let's say they've been renting a property for the last couple of years, their rent's been going up, and they start having a conversation with their landlord, what are some of the issues that they would want to be aware of in buying that real estate from a landlord? And do they need to involve a realtor?
Absolutely, they need a realtor. They need to be represented so that they know that they're getting a fair deal.
So they shouldn't just go on Google and find a real estate contract and call it done?
No, I don't think so. I think you need to work with someone that has a reputation, someone that's referred out, somebody that has a track record.
Right. And what are the advantages that buyer who has found their own property, they didn't need to be marketed to? So where does the real estate agent's representation come into play?
Well, the first thing they're going to do is they're going to pull a CMA on the property.
That's a competitive market analysis to make sure that the price that they're negotiating
is correct. Yes. And also to protect the seller of the property too. The seller may not, they need to be represented as well.
Well, because a lot of people don't realize the seller has California legally mandated disclosure requirements.
Yes.
So it's not like the disclosure requirements are created by the use of a realtor. The realtor is there to provide the agency needed for the seller to legally be compliant.
Yeah, and all the CAR forms, they're being updated constantly.
So CAR, you got to be careful with the acronyms. So CAR, of course, is not just something you sit in to get yourself to work. It's the California Association of Realtors.
Yes.
And their role in a transaction for most realtors is they produce these boilerplate forms, don't they?
Yes.
So when somebody wants to buy a property from their landlord, they likely don't have access to CAR forms.
No.
They also likely don't know what the seller is supposed to be disclosing. Mainly, of course, in my view, one of the most important is the transfer disclosure statement and the Sonoma County supplement to that. Tell our listeners about that.
And those are probably the two most important forms to fill out.
What do they have in them? You know, you've got your condition of the property. You've got whether or not the appliances are in operational condition. Yeah. You've got questions in there that require the seller to say yes, no, or I don't know, that talk about easements, encroachments, and anything else, if there's an HOA or CC&Rs on a property. So when you're looking at this form, Todd, you're guiding people through understanding not just what looks pretty or doesn't, but the curbside view of it, but mm-hmm. what the seller knows about it. Mm-hmm. And that's where you come in and providing the guidance.
Yes. And stuff can pop up all the time when a house is in escrow with disclosures. You can find out a ton of stuff, easements that you know, aren't disclosed. And then next thing you know that, you know, you have a neighbor that has a well on your property and, you know, they can come visit that anytime. I've been involved in something like that before.
Well, and one of the biggest, and this is an ongoing issue in Sonoma County, is permitted improvements mm-hmm. or issues of deferred maintenance.
Yeah.
The seller, look, as a buyer, you have a duty to investigate. Mm-hmm. And the agent will give you a list. It's got this buyer's inspection advisory, and it has like a dozen or more. I don't know. I haven't really actually counted it. But it's like page and a half long of all the types of inspections you can do. But that's investigation, right? That's kind of like trying to find a needle in a haystack sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily know that there was a second breaker box installed in the attic for the pot grilling room that was going on up there, right? You need the seller to tell you that so that you know where you're going to go plant your pot. It's not – oh, no, sorry. I mean, so that you know where the fire could start. That's really what I meant. But the reality of most transactions is the seller needs to disclose this information, and yes. your agency helps them do that.
Absolutely, and that's what we get paid for. That's, you know, that's what we get our
right.
commission for.
So. Right, and it costs you costs the buyers really nothing. In most transactions, the seller is paying the real estate agent commissions.
Yeah.
To bring a buyer and to complete the transaction accurately.
Yeah, and yeah,
exactly. What's errors and omissions insurance? How does that play into a transaction?
Errors and omissions? If you make a mistake, the agent's on the hook. They got to pay for it.
Yeah. Yeah, if basically you miss a check yeah. and box.
Yeah.
It could be that simple, couldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah, and it could absolutely be that simple. And if you're a buyer, you don't have E&O, you're living with that.
Yeah.
Until you go sell the property, and then chances are you're going to sell it, and there's going to be two agents involved, and they're going to find out what you're doing, and then you're still going to pay for it. So,
yeah, those omissions yeah. can be quite expensive.
Yes.
In financing these transactions, I worked in partnership with a real estate agent to get it to the closing table. But often I have people who come to me and they say, hey, George, I don't need a realtor. I don't want to pay 5 or 6% to sell my house so I can buy another house. I think I got my cousin Louie's going to bring me somebody. And I always say, look, I really feel like when you bring a real estate agent in to help you sell your house, that real estate agent is going to bring you a bigger field of buyers through the multiple listing service, the MLS, mm-hmm. than if you just had to put it on Craigslist yourself. Because you really have limited options as a seller when you don't involve a real estate agent. So for sale by owners, just I don't know, you probably don't have the stats in front of you, but they just don't get the same type of average sales price as someone who sells with realtors.
No, they don't. No, they don't. Competition drives value. And the more people that see your house, the more likely it's going to sell for a higher price.
Yeah. I'm hearing a lot of back and forth on whether or not we're in a seller or buyer's market. And I think that is very neighborhood specific today. I don't think it's county specific anymore.
Yeah, it's neighborhood.
You go to Healdsburg, it's a seller's market, folks.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. You go to Windsor, really, it's a seller's market right now, as long as the houses aren't overpriced. But in general, it's a seller's market. But you get into some of the areas like Southwest Santa Rosa or things that are like, you know, just maybe not as desirable, then it becomes more of a buyer's market. So there's, you know, and the stats, they change regularly on that.
Yeah.
Having a realtor involved helps you get that top dollar, regardless of whether it's a seller or buyer's market. I wonder, though, Todd, what's your view on the internet cheap brokerage houses, the Redfins, the others that are out there that are really just trying to put data out without actually putting any real service out?
Well, George, discount brokerages are not a new thing. What I'd be really curious to see is how they handle multiple offer situations. Mm-hmm. Like, how do they counter every? Say you got 8 offers on the property. Are they going to counter all 8 of them separately? Are they going to sit down with the seller and present all of them.
Or they use some fancy algorithm to pick the best one.
I don't think that's a good idea.
That's
at all.
Not a thing. I don't think yet. But they're gonna try.
But yeah, I wonder. I'm curious on how they handle those situations.
Well, we're always threatened in the lending world by the threat that Amazon is going to produce their own lending platform.
Oh my goodness.
And it's funny. I haven't heard it's actually come out, but when you go to any of these like conferences, they always have a speaker talking about Amazon, the Amazons of the mortgage world. And it's funny because Amazon's not yet in the mortgage business that I'm aware of. There's talk about it. But Zillow is actually a mortgage company. People don't realize that.
Yeah.
So people have been giving all their information to all these companies for years. Credit Karma, I saw an ad on LinkedIn, is hiring loan officers. Mm-hmm. So all that free information, folks, wasn't free. Now you've sold your data to them. They're going to come back to you. And they're going to solicit you for loans. And they're going to solicit you for real estate transactions. There's a term. You ever heard of this? It's the WACD. We're talking about acronyms. Mm-hmm. It stands for What Amazon Can't Do. And then in our world, there's WAZCD, which is What Amazon and Zillow Can't Do. I think we're always hedging against that, aren't we?
It feels that way. I mean, there's a lot of things just in our industry that Keller Williams has done to compete with Zillow. They feel like they have to. Gary Keller, we have an iBuyer program now where Keller Williams is actually going into certain markets, Austin, Phoenix, and Scottsdale, those three markets, and he's actually going in there and buying houses for cash and flipping them like Zillow is, only just to compete, just to keep the agents working, because there is a threat that Zillow is going to go in there and, you know, try to take that market like that. But, you know, those people are selling their houses to Zillow for 20% less than market value.
Thank you, Todd Walling with Keller Williams. I will say I'm not a fan of Keller Williams Mortgage. I know a lot of the agents aren't either, but we're all trying to get out there and figure out how to get it done. Folks, I'm George Adair. You can always learn more going to georgeadair.com, and I'll help you with your own custom mortgage situation. Until then, I'm getting the hook. We'll see you next week. Thanks.